Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of the Jolly Heretic. Now, something quite fascinating has happened on Twitter. A head girl type, you know the type I mean, high in conscientiousness, high in agreeableness, optimally high in neuroticism, extremely hardworking, extremely ambitious, but only to very socially conformist ends, has shared a photograph of herself looking happy because she has passed her PhD examination. She has, you know, been a show-off, essentially. She's looked for praise for being a good girl and getting the grades. And this has been viewed over the last few weeks 24 million times. And it has provoked the most appalling animus against her. It has provoked abuse. It has provoked misogynistic abuse. It has provoked class-based abuse. It has provoked mockery. It has provoked people doxing her. Absolute nastiness. Because it is essentially a woke doctoral thesis, and a woke doctoral thesis from, of all places, Cambridge. And it's just a parody of what academia has become. And so it has fascinated people. It's been reported in the Mail Online. It's been reported in Forbes. It has gone absolutely viral. And in this video, I want to look at exactly why. Because actually, I think it's more subtle, and it says some rather subtle things which are being missed out on in the online clickbaity analysis. But before I do that, would you mind frightfully awfully if you might awfully subscribe? It helps me most immensely if you subscribe. If you subscribe here and leave a like and leave a comment and watch to the end. And also if you subscribe on my Substack, that's jollyheretic.com, where I put all the most based stuff that I don't put on YouTube, where I have in-person interviews, where I have vlogs, where I have films I make, all kinds of stuff. And if you like what I do, you can support me for the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So what has happened? Dr. Ali Lax of Cambridge University puts up a photograph of herself smiling and saying how happy she is. She is thrilled. She's thrilled to say that she has passed her viva without corrections, with no corrections. That's showing off. That's showing off, because almost everybody gets minor corrections on their doctorate. So what she's saying is, not only has she passed her doctorate, but her doctorate was perfect. Perfect. The external examiner, because when you get a PhD, you have to go through a sort of three-hour grilling called a viva voce. And hers was so perfect that there's no corrections to it. And she is officially PhD done. So isn't that interesting? Like, what a... I mean, first of all, this is the first thing that's going to annoy people. What a braggart. Why boast? Why put on Twitter that you've announced to the world that you've got your PhD? You've done so because you want praise. You're a bit narcissistic. You want praise. You want people to say you're great. You want people to say what a good girl you are. Well, only that, but she emphasises that she got no corrections. I mean, this is really annoying, even other people that have PhDs in humanities subjects, because everybody, or almost everybody, it's normative, gets some form of correction to their doctorate. So what that's saying is that the exam, as I say, thought her doctorate was perfect, and she wants to show off about that, little Miss Perfect. And then she says, PhD done. So she's making a joke. So she's showing off, but she's kind of taking the piss out of her own showing off to make it look less like she's showing off, so she can smuggle in, as it were, the fact that really she's showing off but not look like a show off. Clever, see? Socially skilled. Head girl sort of thing to do. And then she puts up a picture of herself looking pretty. And she knows she's pretty. She's reasonably pretty. I mean, okay, a big part of that is her relative youth. But she knows she's pretty. And so really, this is... Okay, I said the head girl is pro-social and so forth, but she's also relatively high in neuroticism, and this implies perhaps some sort of narcissistic trait. She's showing off, and she wants to be told she's wonderful, and she's a good girl, and she's worked hard, and she's great. Now, that's that. That's the first thing. Obviously, you're showing off if you state on Twitter that you've achieved something. You're showing off, and you subtly do it. So rather than say, I've got my PhD, you say, I'm thrilled to announce. Or you might say, I'm honoured to announce. Or even if you're a bit of a twat like Rory Stewart, you're humbled to announce. So that's the first thing that's going to obviously get under people's skin. People who are of lower social status than her, whatever, that she's showing off. And also, I emphasise, it's from Cambridge. So it's not just that she's got a PhD. She's got a PhD from somewhere particularly prestigious. So it's absolute serious boasting. Now, secondly, though, what's fascinated people is if you look at the title of the doctorate. Olfactory Ethics, the Politics of Smell in Modern and Contemporary Prose. Now, this has elicited a great deal of a backlash because, obviously, it's a completely pointless doctoral thesis. It is true, as more and more people get doctorates, as the doctorate becomes the new BA, then there's less... A doctoral thesis is meant to be a contribution to knowledge. And there's less and less to really write about. It's all kind of been done. Like, what is there to really do, particularly in the world of literature? What is there to actually do that genuinely contributes to knowledge? So you end up with these nonsense doctorates that don't really prove anything. There's no real point to them, other than the fact that the person wants to have a doctorate, other than the fact that they want to have the status of a doctorate. And so they have to come up with something, no matter how recondite, no matter how ludicrous, no matter how completely, just useless to reality, to do their doctorate on. And in the world of humanities, English literature, this is, you can basically do whatever you like. You can come up with pretty much anything. And that's what she's done. So obviously this has irritated people. It's such an absurd waste of time to do a PhD on this. When you get scientists that struggle along doing PhDs that actually matter on things that actually contribute to something and tell you more about the nature of the world, all you have is her personal interpretation. All you basically have is a system where a PhD thesis is something that a very middle-class girl likes. By the way, it's now 5.9 million views. So I correct what I said earlier. It's 5.9 million views. Something absolutely useless. But then if we look at her abstract, now bear with me. This thesis shows how literature registers the importance of olfactory discourse, the language of smell and olfactory imagination it creates, in structuring our social world. The broad aim of the thesis is to offer an intersectional, oh dear, and wide-ranging study of olfactory oppression. So this is to say that you oppress people via your knowledge of or understanding of smell by establishing the underlying logics that facilitates smell's application in creating and subverting gender, class, sexual, racial, and species power structures. So this is the idea that smell is an indicator of your class, your race, your sex, your species, and the way you smell can be used to create a power dynamic whereby you smell bad, I smell good, or whatever, and it creates power. So there. Right. I focus largely on prose fiction from the modern and contemporary periods. I like that she's distinguished modern and contemporary. To trace the legacy of olfactory prejudice into today and situate its contemporary relevance. I suggest that smell very often invokes identity in a way that signifies an individual's worth and status in an inarguable manner and short circuits conscious reflection. Okay, this is potentially quite interesting idea if she actually did empirical studies and involved actual quantitative data and so forth. But basically, that's it. And then she goes through various books, Virginia Woolf's Flush, obscure literature that normal people wouldn't read, basically. There's some Nabokov, Lolita, in order to back up her point. So that's basically it. So what she's saying is that smell is a marker of hierarchies of various kinds, social class, race, sex, species, and that smell is used to as a way of justifying a sort of a place in the hierarchy. I mean, that's a fair enough observation. Presume if you were to back it up with quantitative data proving it was the case, that's a fair enough observation. And she draws upon literature in order to do it. And notice that she's dressed it up in this pretentious language. And this has also annoyed people. So the backlash has been to say, basically, your doctoral thesis is on a pointless subject and is a complete waste of money. They've told her she's wasted her money doing it. This assumes that she's self-funding, which probably isn't the case. It's basically just woke. It's basically saying smell is racist, smell is sexist, and to a certain degree, it kind of is saying that. And so this has created this huge backlash. People saying what a complete waste of time it is, and what a complete waste of time the doctorate is, and therefore that Cambridge University, one of the most prestigious universities, the most prestigious university in the UK, is handing out a pointless qualification. It's giving somebody a doctorate on the basis of just this parody of wokeness, this nonsense thesis where you just get a load of literature, get a load of fiction that people have written, analyze the fiction. One might argue, well, that they might argue that's pointless, and then you just interpret it, just give your own subjective opinion basically on how smell holds a place in it and how in it smell relates to hierarchies and oppression and the whole notion of oppression and so forth, intersectionality. This is basically giving a person a doctoral thesis, a qualification, a prestigious qualification for wokeness. That is the reaction. Now, that's fair enough. And that is why it has been shared so many times and viewed so many times and whatever, because it's considered to encapsulate the insanity of Clown World. It's considered to encapsulate what's going on, whereby even our most prestigious universities have been taken over by wokeness, and they give out a qualification which is essentially a person marking out that they share the philosophy of wokeness. It's almost like a theological qualification in wokeness. The scholastics arguing over how many angels can fit on the head of a pin. It's her saying, I believe in wokeness, I think wokeness is important, and here is my ritualistic contribution to expressing the fact that I believe in wokeness, understanding the fact that I believe in wokeness, and promoting the idea that we should think about racism and whatever in a new way. All you've got to do is constantly find new things to say a racist and thing or sexist or whatever. And the thing that she's found is smell, and this hasn't been done before. So now smell is racist. So this has been considered to be absolutely ludicrous and showing you that universities have collapsed into basically a religious kind, a church of wokeness, and you contribute in the same way that you used to as a theologian, contribute some obscure interpreting Homer as being a Christian before Christ or some other ludicrous subjective idea. It's that level. We've gone back to the Dark Ages. That's the response. And they're saying to her, I think responses like, oh, for God's sake, you're wasting your early years, you should have some children, and all kinds of other unpleasant stuff. She's interestingly quite ballsy. She hasn't backed down. She hasn't taken down the tweet and gone away and hidden like a super neurotic would do. She's quite confident, and she says, I'm quite pleased that I've upset these basement-dwelling incels. Now, I want to look at it more subtly, though, because actually I think there's a degree to which she's had a bad rap, and we should almost be more understanding of her. So first of all, with regard to the topic, I think it's quite original. There's not much research on smell.
Are you ready for the future of the West?